You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Right now, I'm excited to say I am joined in the studio by Logan Edwards. Logan, how are you going?
Woo! Thanks, Lily. I'm doing just fine.
You're okay?
Yep, I'm better than okay.
Whoa.
Slightly cold, but I'm good. I feel like
we've got the heater on 30.
Yeah, but it's not enough. I feel like a seasoned traveller now that I come back to Dunedin and it's really cold.
Yeah,
that tells me that I've been away for a long enough time.
Yeah, a whole 3 weeks.
A whole 3 weeks. It's been a long 3 weeks.
Can you tell my new band Believe? That's the guy from. Oh my God, what's the.
But you still can't do it.
The one with the airplane.
Prophecy fulfills.
And he left the band, and now they've got the female singer.
Oh my God. Yes.
There are people yelling at the radio right now, like full on, just screaming. Like, how are there people?
Black Country New Road.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I don't like Black Country New Road, but anyway, moving forward. You're here today. You've got an acoustic guitar in front of you. You're going to play us some songs.
Per request.
Yeah.
It's funny. I was at a campfire in the weekend, and I consider myself kind of a recovered guitar boy. So, like, for a while in high school, maybe at 16, I may have been the guy to pull out a guitar, but it was short-lasted, and quickly I developed this thing called friends, and they told me not to do that. But ever since then, being a solo artist, it's been really hard to bring the guitar out again. It feels like a little bit like I'm relapsing.
Did you bring the guitar out at the campfire?
I was requested to, and I did.
Did you play your own songs?
And I did,
wow,
yeah.
Wow, not even covering someone's song. It's like obnoxious enough to play your own song.
Well, yeah, they were nice enough to be like, hey, keep going, which was lovely. It was kind of like nine people just here celebrating the solstice. It was very, very intimate, cute vibes. But yeah, I just felt like, wow, this is turning a page that I've opened before.
You know, I think that we judge people a lot because whenever I'm at a campfire, I do think it could be made better with the addition of a guitar.
See, I don't. I think
that's because you're the one with the guitar. For the other people who aren't the ones embarrassing themselves playing a guitar.
I don't mind being like kind of atmospheric or doing some like,
yeah,
in the background, but like people paying attention or like not paying attention, or it's the same as when you're playing covers in a pub. Like, you know, I'd much rather be just the ambient background music and just like nail the vibe, you know, go with the flip. Like,
but you're being the ambience at the campfire for everybody else.
I know, but it's so funny that even at the audience of nine, I was still aware of like, I lost them.
It's good practice.
It was good. No, I practiced the whole set for the tour. It was
great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's great practice because you are about to embark on your tour for this new EP. So the EP is Belong to Someone Else, and it came out last Friday.
It did.
And you released two singles before that. You had Worry and Isla, which both hit our top 11. I believe Worry captured the number one spot even.
It did.
And you hit number one on the SRN top 10, the Student Radio Network.
So you've been
killing it with these singles.
That was really nice. I don't know. I was really wanting Isla to get on the top SRN top 10, so I was really stoked to see it at number one. That was awesome.
Yeah.
So, no, it's been really good, and thanks everyone for voting, if you're listening. But, no, I've been really stoked with the two singles, and, yeah, as always, I think there's a bit of fear of anticlimacticity with releasing the rest of the project, because you're like, well, you know, then it always just seems like they get less listenership, but I've been awesomely surprised about how much everyone's embraced the EP so far in its first 3 days.
Yeah, well, screw the singles. You've already talked about them on air before. Let's talk about the other songs. So we've got If I Leave, we've got Goodbye, and we've got the bonus track, Half Asleep. I've been listening to them, and I'm loving the production more on these ones than the single, even.
Yeah, I think there was probably a little bit of like less touched or messed with. Like, I think I love these three songs, you know, equally, if not some more potentially. But the singles had a lot of character that I wanted to craft, and you know, when you release, like, Worry got beaten, and I'm happy we're worrying it, and same with Isla. Like, Isla just like. Yeah, it got carved. There was no elephant left. Like, there was, if the phrasing of like carving an elephant out of wood,
yeah.
And you just carve everything that's not an elephant, there was just no wood left. It was just not, like, it just. So I feel like the reason the other three kind of stand is just because they had a little bit of less love.
Yeah.
But for a good reason, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They kind of just stood us there. I'm like, hey, they're good. Yeah, just send them on their way.
Mm.
So, no, it was, I'm very, very happy. And I love the production on Goodbye. Like, that was,
It's beautiful. And If I Leave, you've got that amazing little guitar hook, which I can say from experience of sitting out there in the office together, I think I heard that hook like hundreds of times before it became a full song that you were showing me. For the listeners, Logan and I didn't organise this interview. This was organised by Logan's label and the label and ex-breakfast host Zach Hoffman. And when I looked at the schedule for my very first day, I was like, Logan's on here. And I rang him and I was like, so you want me to send the Zoom link? And he's like, what do you mean? I'm coming in person.
I love surprising people without it being, you know.
Yeah, just and it was kind of wholesome because we just accidentally ended up with this being my first interview.
Yeah, and it's great. I'm so glad to, what's the word, inaugurate
your first breakfast. Yeah. There you go.
With the song called If I Leave.
Yeah, so let's hear If I Leave by Logan Edwards. And then we're gonna jump back in and we're gonna talk a little bit more about this EP and your upcoming tour. But first, here's If I Leave by Logan Edwards.
Doesn't matter what I say,
Cause if I leave you, just believe that you told me so.
Beautiful. I wish I had sound effects, applause sound effects. I haven't quite gotten there. Yeah, I know. I thought I'd soft launch the soundboard. You know, I might not have as many brain rot sound effects as Zach, so thought I'd leave that one. That was gorgeous. Thank you. That was If I Leave, over here by Logan, live in the studio.
You can tell it was live because I'm tuning live.
It's the experience of a real concert, you know. If people just close their eyes and imagine themselves in Pearl Diver, campfire out in the freezing cold Dunedin air.
If all my clothes smell like campfire as well, it's really
it's terrible. It gets stuck in your hair days.
And like in smart fire in my teeny beanie,
your teeny beanie. Okay, well, I'd like to ask you and your teeny beanie about the kind of storytelling on this EP, because it's only 5 tracks long, but you're doing a lot with them, and it really feels like there is a narrative flow to the EP, and I just want to ask, you know, how did you decide what song comes first, what song comes last?
Yeah, not my forte. Kind of like the naming of myself, I went to my friends. I phoned a friend, and I kind of knew that. I mean, it's hard not to think about, like, you know, it's a first impression, it's a debut EP. It's just hard not to get sucked into the like idea of, like, what's their first impression. I like the idea of Worry being everyone's first impression, because it's like, it's me kind of at my most vulnerable. I'm singing about, like, my deepest and darkest insecurities and fears and all that sort of stuff. So I like that being the first note, and I also like the production of it. I think it's fun. It's kind of like anyone can get behind it. But then, yeah, I tossed and turned, you know. I knew that I wanted to, for a while, Goodbye was the closing track, which is this big kind of, I didn't even know what you'd call it, space ballad.
Yeah, it's very like Phoebe Bridges.
Has a nice big, George Harrison-y Phoebe Bridges ending, and has kind of these cool space, it's got a lot of space themes in this EP. I like it. I should have called it something space related. Anyway.
But Space Invaders.
Space Invaders. Oh, there we go. But yeah, Goodbye was meant to be the ending track. But there's this other track called Harvest Sleep, which I wasn't really going to put on the EP. I mean, they're all sentimental to me, but this one was very much like kind of just meant for one person. But Sam had thought of a good way we could produce it, and which was to tape and make it really kind of intimate and vulnerable and fun and all that kind of stuff. So, but I didn't know where else to put it, because it did, production-wise, sonically, it was different to the rest. Like, it wouldn't have made sense to chuck anywhere but on the end. So that's why I guess it just gets tapped on the end there. But it's also kind of, it's like an epilogue. Like, it's kind of, I go through this heartache of Goodbye, which is kind of a song about, excuse me, I'm going to burp. It's kind of a song about letting go of grief, or maybe not letting go, but living in a bit of a fantasy world when you're in denial, in the denial stage of grief, and kind of, not wanting to accept things. And I kind of wrote it for myself, like, especially the ending. It was kind of like a pick-me-up. I was hoping to grow into those words. We're still working on it, but, just hoping to grow into what I was saying, and hope it could be
And playing that song live, which you're about to do on this tour, do you think that playing these songs live gives it another level of catharsis, that if you don't feel like you're
better than any therapy could ever do?
You don't feel like you're quite at that end of Goodbye yet, but you feel like, you know, by the end of playing these songs over and over and over again in front of a crowd, and then feeling that with you, that you could get closer to that.
I think so. I hope so. I mean, even if I just make someone else feel a little bit better, that would help me. That would make it worth it, you know. But no, it's going to be good. Yeah, playing in front of people is awesome, and it always has been such a good thing for, you know, my life, and how much and just I enjoy it. So it's going to be very therapeutic, and I'm going to have the lovely Emily Esplin joining me on those songs, that because she's coming on tour and she sang on the song, which was really sweet. Because I showed her in my car after, when I was drumming for her band. And we weren't that close, and she really liked it, which kind of told me, like, it might be okay because you're not just a friend being like, it's great, sweetie. Like,
yeah.
So it was, it was really cool. And she really fell in love with it. And yeah. And then it was kind of obvious. I was like, oh, you have to be on the song. Cause I didn't know how to end it.
Mm.
And I was going to be wanky and do like a big guitar solo at the end and kind of, but I was like, oh, I've gotten the whole EP without doing guitar solos. It would be really nice to keep it that way. Like, cause I just know that, you know, some people will find it emotionally supportive having a guitar solo, and some people are like, okay, I'm off.
Yeah.
You know, and you don't get those people back. You know, they go, yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I get it. White boy, blues guy. Yeah, I get it. It's cool. Like,
seen it before. Heard it before.
Yeah. So yeah, I'll save that for the live show.
And I mean, you're going off alone, as your Rolling Stone article beautifully says. You're ready to go it alone. And going away from the bands, I know that you've probably talked about it on interviews for the singles before, but going into a tour, what does it feel like going into a tour solo when you've just been doing it with bands for the past few years?
Well, I would say it's lonely, but it's not, because I'm lucky enough to have so many awesome musician friends. So it is going on tour with a band,
yeah.
You know, and one of them's there's the Beatniks drummer, so I've got, you know, a quarter of the Beatniks there. But I mean, it's different. It definitely, I mean, obviously, in terms of admin, you know, it's all kind of weighing on my shoulders, and I'm so grateful that some of my band members have been able to help out. But yeah, you are kind of on your own in that sense, and so there's parts. But mostly it feels like it's going to be the same. It's staying at the same people, crashing at the same people's houses, playing the same venues, you know. But I think the only thing I'm nervous about is how the crowd's going to react, because I've only really ever played in bands where it's like the idea is to get them to dance.
Yeah, and you don't have your guitar solos.
And I don't have my guitar solos, so it's like, what do I have? And I feel like I could already tell I'm going to be all like weirded out if they're all just staring. And I'm sure that doesn't necessarily mean they're not enjoying, you know.
But yeah, it's like, kind of a different crowd, right?
It is
like
a different
you're
crowd.
So used to the jumping up and down, being like, oh yeah, I've got these people there.
Like,
they're
really
dancing for me.
Yeah, I've got to mediate it, because it's like, you know, playing Beatniks gigs is always like, if they're not dancing, I'm not doing my job.
Yeah.
You know. So I've got to, I'll get over that, you know, and find a middle ground.
Mm.
Or maybe I just ask, are you sure? You guys look really sad.
Thumbs up, thumbs down,
yeah.
Thumbs in between, you know, how much are you enjoying
it? Got a voting sheet at the back. You can send us your thoughts.
We'll read your feedback and adjust for the next show.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
All right, what song have you got next for us?
Yes, well... I could try goodbye. I don't have Emily with me. But we'll give it a go. I was written without Emily, but Emily's great because I don't have to sing so high. It's quite ideal.
It's okay. I've got the microphone here. I'll just turn you down.
Yeah.
All right. Here's Logan Edwards. Goodbye here on Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi. I tried
what you'd say, that's what I need. Ooh, he sang. Ooh, he sang. Ooh, he sang. Ooh, he sang. I play it over. I'm not sure we said goodbye.
Beautiful.
You know, they say you're not meant to have chai lattes before you sing on an early, cold, frosty morning.
You into chai lattes.
Oh, goodness. Apologies. I'm not a trained singer, so I'm not sure what to do when your voice goes. I don't know what the like, troubleshooting idea is.
I think just the quick apology.
Yeah,
sorry, guys.
Oh, well, we got through that.
Yeah, no. It was beautiful. It was pretty impressive. You know, I've heard the version with Emily a lot, and it's still pretty impressive.
I promise I can hit it on a good day. Please forgive me.
You should still buy tickets to the show. Don't worry.
Please. Emily will be there.
Now, we've only got a little bit left to talk about this EP and the tour and everything, but I just want to talk about creative direction. You know, you've released a few albums with other people. You know how it goes in terms of, like, the process of distributing it, putting a physical thing together, putting merch together. You've gone into the solo project knowing all that. How has your creative direction changed for it being just you, or like the creative direction that you took in making it a cohesive product, including the merch, including the CDs? How's that gone?
Well, it's funny because everyone's been so lovely and said your brand seems so cohesive, or all these kind of things. But for me, being in bands, this is the first time it's like I can just do whatever I want. And so it's like, for me, it actually feels quite the opposite. It feels like I'm doing a bit of this, and I'm doing this, and the shirt's going to be like this, and the, you know, I feel like my influences are widespread. I'm kind of all of my influences, but I don't know. I think that's the only difference. It's like there's a little bit of like ease because it's a path of least resistance. You know, it's like you don't have to sit with the other three members, and go, "What's our vibe? What's the band? What's the brand? What's the vibe?" You know, it's just you have a council of one, which you know does squabble from time to time, but you know it's still just nice to be able to kind of just you have an idea and you execute it. And I wanted brown shirts and I got brown shirts because why? I like wearing brown shirts.
Nice. That's a pretty good reason.
Yeah.
And so the tour, you are hitting, you're starting in Wanaka mm-hmm. on the 9th of July and then Queenstown on the 10th following day. Then you've got Otatahi Christchurch, and that is on the 17th. And you're heading to Dunedin on the 19th before going up Wanaka on the 23rd and then Tamaki on the 24th. So a lot in a small space of time.
I'm so excited, really. I can't wait for the Dunners gig. I think that's going to be nice. I'm going to go hand around posters furiously today. But yeah, that's the schedule. We're going to stick to it, I think.
Nice. How are you transiting? Are you carring?
We are mixing carring and planning.
Right.
I was a little bit... I'm usually team ferry. I'm usually team roadie. If everyone can get off work, then like it's a great time to have a wee roadie. But then I was a little bit worried about the fuel crisis. And I was like,
yeah.
Not that you'd be able to, that you'd be able to bank on a flight anyway, but we went with flights. And yeah, I don't know. I'm excited. I'm excited to hang out with the band. I'm excited to just play music. Be a lot of downtime, so I'll probably try to do some writing. But yeah, I'm just so excited to bring these shows. And also, I got to say, like, you know, even with the tickets that have sold so far, it's so bizarre to me because bands for me have been built on, like, friend groups, like they're
yeah.
really, you know, you've got four or five people and then they've all got their friends. And, you know, so your fan base starts with just like a friend group and you go up from there where it's like, this has obviously got tethers of that. So there's a lot of ex-Beatniks fans and Arnie Suffer fans all kind of merging. But it's like, also there's just random people. And I think that's awesome. I think that's so, and I can't wait to meet all of them. And I just like have this, I'm going to be working the door so I can just say hi to everyone. But it's just so crazy to me. It's like there was this... Abby is this person from Tauranga who's like driving up from Tauranga to the Auckland show. I'm like, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's going to be a good show.
You should drive up.
But that's crazy. So yeah, I'm very very excited to meet everyone. And
what's your fan base called?
We haven't got. Don't go there.
Edward Heads.
Don't go with it. That's funny though. That's good. Edward Heads.
Yeah.
No. Let's
I have to
there.
Stop. I always call you when I'm just talking to people. Logan E. Edwards. I don't know why. But I have to stop myself from, like, in professional context calling you Logan E. Edwards. It just, like, adds a little flair to Logan Edwards.
Logan A. Edwards. That's my middle name would be an A.
L.A. Edwards.
L.A. Edwards. Yeah, that was an idea, L.A. Edwards. It's too much. No, I mean, my nickname for most of my university career was Balls, so I think anything that's better than that, it's better than that.
Yeah, for sure.
Someone formerly called me that. It was really weird. It's really stuck, like, glued to a certain social circle.
Do you have a nickname at RDU?
Yes, I mean, Cold Fish.
Cold Fish, because we called you a Logie Bear.
There was a lot of Logging Off.
Logging Off, yeah, lots of that.
No, I'm Cold Fish.
Because you like sushi?
No, just because I brought a cold fish in one day.
Did you catch it?
No.
Where'd you get the fish from?
The fish and chip shop.
And oh, okay,
and
okay.
I ate it cold, because that's a weird little fetish of mine.
That's clippable. Okay, so the EP is out across streaming wherever you get your music from. Belong to someone
and
else. And on Bandcamp. Pay Logan some actual money.
And I'll have CDs.
And Logan will have CDs.
Designed by someone pretty cool.
Yeah. Thanks. and there's, of course, tour merch. There's brown shirts and navy blue shirts.
Oh, God, I got to do that today. Yes, there will be.
Yes. There will be shirts.
There will be shirts, and there will be navy shirts. Yes.
And you can get your tickets for the Pearl Diver show on Saturday, July 18th at undertheradar.co.nz. And I'm getting quick because they are up to their general release already, which is quite early. Yeah. And you will be supported by Emily. Are you dropping anybody else?
Yes, Amanita for the South Island shows. I've got Emma Papworth joining for the Dunners show. I've got Phaedra Love in Christchurch, which I'm very excited about. And
what a lineup.
And then I'll release the rest in the following days.
Once he's confirmed them by email.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining me today, Logan. Is there anything you'd like to say to the lovely people of Otupoti before you head off?
I just want to say apologies for the shirt conundrum. I was very upset. I wanted everyone to have brown shirts. I've got 50 femme sizing and male sizing, like, you know, different styles, but I can't believe that they don't all come in brown. So I was very frustrated.
Ridiculous.
So I'm sorry you have to go to lame navy, but here we are.
Navy's beautiful.
Yeah. Navy will do.
It suits many skin tones.
It does. It's
really good. Okay, we'll come back.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.